preview.
Well, 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 episode 64. I'm Winkerless. Apparently, he is on one of his high profile cases again. So I'm going to pull it off. We're going to schedule Jose from Biscayne Brewing for next week. And he's going to be able to come in here and talk about the collaboration with the Marlins on Marlins Lager, and then the new facility at the ballpark, and then some other cool stuff that they're doing with Miami Sports. I know they do something with the Heat, and they're always on Twitter and Instagram posting all kinds of cool shit. So follow those guys. I think it's at Biscayne Bay Brewing. But anyway, Les, look, cut to me now, Denise, by myself. Perfect. So last night, great win by the Marlins, 5-1 over the Diamondbacks. End up splitting that particular series, but winning the season series 5-2. We played 7 games total against those guys. Last night, again, Aguilar on fire. Rojas went 2-for-5. Duvall 2-for-4. Dickerson 2-for-5. So, look, the bats are coming around. Trevor Rogers pitched a gem, absolute gem. The kid, this is something I didn't realize until I was watching the broadcast last night, is that he's a cousin of Cody Ross, ex-Marlin Cody Ross from the original Marlins. Did not win a World Series with us, but ended up getting a World Series ring playing for the Giants later on. So he was in attendance last night. He had a pretty good size crew of his family and friends. He is from Carlsbad, New Mexico, which is about, 5 or 6 hour drive from Phoenix. So they made the trek out there. They had some cool signs. His mom was wearing a shirt, said, "Take a seat." So great job for Trevor. That guy is definitely going to be on the list as the season progresses, as far as maybe a National League Rookie of the Year. Now, on to the Dodgers. Tonight, a 10-10 start. Obviously, you can watch that on Bally Sports South Florida. This is going to be a clash of the Titans. Sandy Alcantara versus Clayton Kershaw. Both of these guys, they're the top-tier pitching guys in the National League, if not in Major League Baseball combined. But here's the deal. The Dodgers, what do they lose? 15 out of the last 20 and have slipped into third behind the Giants and the Padres. So their last 20 games haven't been that great. This might be an opportunity for us to capitalize and take a couple from these guys. How awesome would it be to beat Kershaw at his own place, a place that I've been to a ball game before, Chavez Ravine at Dodger Stadium, which is pretty, pretty cool spot to watch a ball game. Down into the ravine there, where the top of the stadium is basically like it's at parking lot level, and it's pretty cool. Great hot dog there. Not as good as our betters, but pretty good. So we're going to be rolling with Sandy tonight. A late start again, 10-10. Looking forward to that. Tomorrow is going to be Bauer, last year's Cy Young Award winner. It's to be determined who's going to pitch against that guy. I'm not even going to guess anymore, because every time it seems like I'm wrong. Do you throw Cody Poteet at the top, last year's Cy Young Award winner, or do you try to pen that guy and battle him out with some arms from the bullpen? Then we've got Pablo going on Sunday. So great weekend of baseball. If you haven't watched this team, they are super exciting. Jesus Aguilar is playing as good as you can play. He's now tied with Fernando Tatis at 9 home runs, which is incredible. So looking forward to tonight's game at 10-10. Probably going to be watching it at a favorite watering hole in South Miami. Not going to disclose that, as, I don't want too many fans to show up and go crazy. Just kidding. I'll buy you a drink if you do. Just mention at Mainline Marlins Podcast. You can follow us, like us, subscribe, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Or just go to our website, where you can find all the different places where you can watch, listen, and subscribe to our show. So we'll be back next week. Winker hopefully will be off the high of this media tour blitz that he's been going on. In fact, if you just look at the Miami Herald, I think he's got more pictures than Jesus Aguilar in the Miami Herald as of late. So Winker, get your ass back here. We're always better 2 than 1, my friend. So all right, flip the end, boys. Go fish.
Preview.